The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Boy, we had some rain, and now we're going to have a beautiful weekend.
Yay. A little bit of everything. The people who would say, we need the rain, we need the rain, and the people like me who need the sunshine.
Yeah, and not pea soup or not humidity so thick that you can cut
through it. Oh, my
gosh.
That has been some crazy stuff.
Yeah, Monday the dew point was so high, I couldn't believe it was. That was down south humidity.
Yes, it really was, for sure.
All right. Well, what's happening out there in real estate land?
Well, as you know, the interest rates are not going down. On July 29th, the Federal Reserve decided to keep the short-term rates unchanged. But it hasn't really appeared to impact mortgage rates. You know, I think we're just kind of holding steady. People say, oh my gosh, they didn't drop. I said that they didn't raise.
I think there was anticipation that they might raise it.
Right.
So the market has already kind of factored that in.
Right. And everybody says, they're going to raise. I'm like, how about we just wait and see what happens? And I mean, I clearly will be really excited when they do drop, because eventually what goes up must come down. Eventually they will come down. You know, it's just the way it is. And I'm just happy that I stay pretty level-headed about this stuff. It's like, guys, we're going to be okay. I don't know. I had 5 real estate transactions this week, so it's not exactly killing the market. So if that's what you've heard, let me just tell you, it is not true.
And if you pointed out, too, when it comes right down to it, the issue is, does it fit your budget?
Does it fit your budget? And right now, I think maybe it was last week or the week before, where I had an article that I read that just blew me away. And since then, I've checked with a few of the local lenders, because it said that the number of mortgage applications is spiking. People are out there getting pre-approved. And I thought, wow, that is just not matching up with what's happening. But it is true. And what's going on is that they're all pre-approved and ready to go. So they are sitting by the sidelines and they are ready to jump in. People are starting to get a little bit used to seeing these price improvements. My house comes on the market at one price and it goes down and it goes down again. And they're just waiting until they see the price they're looking for and they're going to jump in, right? So people are out there, they're approved, they want to buy. But right now, everybody wants a deal. Everybody.
Yeah. You know, that's the way it works, right?
When
the rates are low and you have this hyper demand, you just got to pay what everybody wants. And sometimes pay even more than what they ask for. So it's part of the cycle.
We see a lot of memes. In the real estate world, especially on pages that are all realtors, and they say things like, sellers still think that it's 2020 and, you know, or 2021, whatever, when the rates were so great and people were fighting like crazy to get their houses, and buyers still think it's 2008 when you couldn't give a house away. So it's neither. It's not 2021 and it's not 2008. It's 2026. And what we have is, when you are seeing, I want to talk about this, because when you are seeing prices being reduced, people assume one of two things. They either assume that the market's crashing and houses are losing value like crazy, or they assume that realtors are overpricing like crazy. Now, I want to tell you what's really happening. Okay, sometimes the realtors are overpricing. I don't think that's what's happening the majority of the time, but sometimes it is. It's not because, well, I guess I can't speak to any other realtor, but I think from what I've heard, it's because some realtors let the sellers price the house and let them tell them what they think the price should be. And in my world, that is just setting a seller up for disaster.
Yeah.
Sure, you can ask for their input and you can ask them why they feel that. And hopefully you then have the data to show them, unfortunately, not now, maybe in 2021, but not now.
Right.
So what I'm explaining to people is it's taking longer for houses to sell. Again, because people aren't rushing in. Everybody knows that we have this war going on. Everybody knows that oil prices are up. Everybody knows that interest rates are high again. Everybody knows all that. So they're just waiting for things to change. In the meantime, sellers who want to sell are saying, what can I do? What can I do? And I say, learn to exercise patience because it's just going to take a little while. What a lot of realtors say is, you got to drop the price, you got to drop the price, you got to drop the price. Well, those houses are not losing value. If I were to sell, if I had to bring a buyer in on one of those houses before the price dropped, chances are it would have appraised because chances are it was priced right. But because it hasn't sold, they think, well, the only thing I can do is drop the price. Think of it as it going on sale, okay? Not losing value. So let's just say there is a pair of $100 shoes at Macy's that you like. And you think, oh, I wonder if they're ever going to get any cheaper. Well, no, they're not unless they go on sale. But what happens after the sale ends? They go right back to their regular price,
right?
Because they didn't lose value. There was just a period of time where maybe there was too much inventory, so they decided to put a sale on. Or maybe because that particular brand wanted to up their numbers for the month, so they decided to put a sale on. Whatever reason they decide to put a sale on. And so that's the same thing we see in the housing. People say, oh, well, I really have to leave. So even though I know if I wait this out, I will get more. I'm already making house payments on my new house in California, so I've got to put it on sale. Okay. Yep. So sometimes that's what's going to happen. We're going to see the price reductions because the people don't want to wait it out. So it's a great time. Once again, great time to be a buyer. Great time to get a good deal.
You know, it kind of drives me a little crazy too. Maybe this is because I'm becoming an old curmudgeon that our expectations of immediacy are often unreasonable because that last market report that you presented a few weeks back showed that the time span for average days on market is still lower than it was not that many years ago.
Exactly. Well, I had some sellers in the other day because they were feeling very blue about the fact that their house has already been on the market 41 days and they've only had a few showings and no offers. And I said, I know it. And we sat and looked at all the comps. We looked at all the comps that had sold since we put the house on the market. And which ones have come on since we put the house on the market, and they realize that everybody else is in the same boat.
Sure.
And that, yeah, their price is really good. So the secret is keep communicating. So if you're the frustrated seller, make sure you're calling your realtor and saying, can we reassess? Are we at the right price? What do you think is happening? What do you see happening? What can I expect? Because expectations, you know, if you know what to expect, it does take a lot of the stress out of the situation, for sure.
And to be honest, you know, patience is a difficult virtue.
Yeah, and this particular couple, I showed them houses like theirs. Average days on market for the ones that have sold in the last 6 months was 58 days, and they weren't even close to that yet. So I said, you guys, we're okay. We're okay. Yeah. So they felt better.
And if you look at those historical numbers, does that help when you show them that, you know, over, you know, the last 15 years, it wasn't unusual to have it go 6 months, 180 days, not 41
days?
And
I sometimes will have sellers call me and say, could we try something like giving a bonus to the realtor if they sell my listing? And I'm like, no, I am not a fan of that because we are no longer promoting what the seller is willing to pay to the listing agent or to the, you know, buyer's agent on behalf of the buyer. That all changed. So now that's all negotiated in the contract. Right. So I say, if you want to do that, then let's just simply drop your price. Well, you said our house isn't overpriced. Well, it isn't, but either way, you're giving away $5,000.
Right.
So let's just put it out there. And I have a lot of my agents on my team say, oh, it's a lot more fun to work with buyers than it is sellers. And it's not that it's not fun. It's just, it's stressful. You know, you've heard me say this before. When I have sellers who are stressed out, I take every bit of that stress on. So I will oftentimes wake up in the night and think, oh my gosh, what can I do to get this one sold? What haven't I thought of? I got to think outside the box, you know, and it's crazy because of course we're doing everything. We have Brian, he's our very own marketing person. He doesn't work for anybody else. He works for us, Gwaltney Group and Gwaltney Group alone. So he is working all the time at how can we market this better. So I need to just stop questioning myself and realizing that, yes, it's good that I care about my clients, but probably not okay that I take on the stress of currently 56 of them, you know.
Yes.
At a time.
And, the old saying, it is what it is. The market is the way it is. It is right now.
Yep.
And you pointed out that members of your team are saying it's so much more fun to work with the buyers. A few years back,
yeah, it was no kidding. It was
working
stressful.
With the buyers was really
stressful. Yes, that is true. That is
true. All right, Robin, we'll take a quick break. Come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96 station. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. On News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, you mentioned that mortgage applications are up.
Yeah.
And people are getting pre-approved and they're sitting on the sidelines. Do you have any feeling about what it would take to get them off the sidelines?
Well, I had a few of my, I mean, so I'm not going to sound like I'm, you know, contradicting what I just said, but people do watch for the next price improvement. They're motivated by price. Buyers are definitely motivated by price. So that's when I say to my sellers, if you're more inclined to sell now and accept less. Motivated. Thank you. If you're more motivated to sell now and accept less than waiting it out, then definitely put it on sale, do a price improvement and get the offer. And when we see it, I mean, it does work. It clearly does work. But okay. All of this being said, it definitely makes sense now more than ever to put your house on the market at the right price. Don't do the old, oh, let's just go a little higher and see what happens. They can always offer less. Don't do it.
Yeah, just the psychology of it, I can see how that would work because you're going to look at it and go, no, that doesn't match up for me.
Right. We won't even look at it. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Is there some of it the feeling out there that I'm on the sidelines, I'm approved for this amount, I'm just waiting for the right house and maybe not just the right price, but
that
house
that,
you know, perfectly matches my needs because,
you know,
it
could be.
All right.
We just got a call from a buyer last week who I didn't even know. It's a past client, but I didn't even know they were looking to move. And it was exactly that kind of thing. They said something came available. That's what we're looking for. Between the garage and the shop, there's X number square feet and that's perfect for us. And, you know, car enthusiasts and whatever. And I'm like, wow, you guys have a pretty good setup here. I had no idea you were even thinking about moving, but they were all pre-approved, ready to go, just waiting for that place. So yeah, that's exactly right. People know there's more inventory. They know that things are taking a little longer to sell, so they might actually have time to go out there and check some things out.
Sure.
Without having to. Yeah. And so they're ready to jump in if they want, if they find what they're looking for.
But you also said you still had a moderately busy week.
I had a very busy week. I had, I had an off-market, beautiful place, withheld listing sell on the water down in Wabasha. And I had one that was listed right on Lawrence Boulevard on the Wabasha, on the water in Wabasha that sold. And we had a buyer who bought a house in Plainview. I had another listing in Wabasha that sold. Sounds like Wabasha's hot property right now. But I also had two listings in Rochester that sold. So, I mean, literally, I think it was since last weekend till today, probably seven transactions, something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been busy.
The we talk about the interest rates and the reasons they're up a little bit right now. Do you ever have that discussion about refinancing, that because of the opportunities that are out there due to the current market conditions, that maybe you could look at this, that, you know, once again, lock into what you can afford with your budget and perhaps see to the future that maybe, you know, maybe you lock in a little bit higher right now, but 2 years from now, you could reap the benefits from this.
Marry the house, date the rate.
Okay.
Make that decision. This
Another
is the house
sticker.
I want. Yeah, not that I'm not that crazy about the rates, but I do love this house. So I can afford it with the rates the way they are, but I look forward to the time they go down so I can refinance. Yeah, it's absolutely. And then there's people that say, oh, don't be promising clients that there will be a chance to refinance because we may never see lower rates. I'm like, well, we've heard that before.
Yeah, I've been around the sun a few times.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? It just cycles like everything else. You know,
yeah.
the interest rates, the real estate market, there's just, it's very cyclical.
And is there any interest in the adjustable rates now?
I am definitely seeing more and more people using them. And it's always in Rochester, it's always been a popular thing, especially for our incoming residents, even young doctor families, because a lot of them say, right now I'm going to buy at this price point, but after I've been in my profession a few years, so I think that those 7-year arms especially are popular. But even for people that come and know that they're just here for 5 years, 5-year arms are a great product.
Yeah. And as you said, there's so many people who are in the market locally that is their circumstance.
Right.
They know they're not here for the long run. They're here to accomplish a certain goal and then move on to the next place.
Well, and if they do change their mind and stay, they're probably not going to stay in the same house.
That's true.
So,
as you have pointed out many times, that idea of staying in your house 40 years is kind of antiquated.
It's a thing of the past, for sure.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We will be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.
Questions required.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. You know, Robin, I know of more than a few properties locally that are owned by people not from this country. And for a while there was quite a few investor-type purchases that I was aware of in Rochester from people overseas. Is that still a phenomena? Are we still seeing activity like that?
Okay, that's a really good subject, because back when the market did crash back in 2008, 9, 10, oh my God, the foreign buyers came in by the groves, like especially a lot of Canadian buyers, but also we also had Chinese buyers. We also had, where else did they come from? I know that it was a lot were Canadian and Chinese, but I'm sure there were others. But I do know that they were buying properties, especially not so much local. I mean, I'm sure there was some locally, but not as much as like the Californias and Floridas and Arizonas, places like that, because they intended to use them as vacation properties. And, you know, when they come to the U.S. themselves, or to own them as investments and rent them out, because our market was easy to buy into with our prices so low. And then they held on to it and made some money. But then things changed, and we've started to see a decade long decline. So since 2016 until now, foreign home buying activity is literally a shadow of what it was prior to that, you know, between 2010 and 2016. So in 2016, international buyers purchased almost 215,000 homes. And then that number jumped 1 year later to 284.5, and more than four times the most recent 12-month period. So, I mean, it was, people were buying houses like crazy. But now, because our market, you know, same thing that we talk about for our local buyers, it just seems a little sluggish. So they're not as excited about it. They're not just not as excited to come.
Well, plus back after the collapse in the, you know, 2008-2009, there were some bargains.
Oh gosh, yeah, bargains for sure.
And now the pricing matches the value more than it did then.
What, much more. And you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it was. But it says that the top hurdles for the foreign buyers is that nearly 7 of the 10 realtors who worked with international clients, they actually did not buy a home in the U.S. And 33 of the ones that didn't buy, 33%, they said they just couldn't find anything to purchase, while 28% cited that cost was the reason, and 19% said that immigration laws or visa problems played a role.
Sure.
So lots of different reasons.
Yeah, I can see that, because that that has changed significantly since 2009.
Yeah. So it says that of those foreign buyers, Canadians topped the list. And Canadians accounted for the highest share of foreign buyers, with 16% taking over the top spot from China. So I knew the Chinese bought a lot too. Canadians purchased 10,700 U.S. properties between March of 25 and April of 26. But however, that was a 200 home drop compared to the year prior. And Canadians purchased 49,500 U.S. homes.
So, you know, locally, I'm aware of folks from other countries who have bought properties here because of Mayo Clinic.
They know
they're here once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And so they go and buy a place so they have a, you know, a home to stay in while they're here.
I have sold somebody a house for that exact reason. Yeah. And it was not a cheap house either.
I bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, am I telling you that there's no more foreign investing? Of course not. It has just slowed down from what it was when the deals were too good to be true.
Too good to be true. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. Well, we have a few minutes left. Robin, do you have any listings you want to share before we run out of time?
Let me see if I have any deals that are too good to be true. Okay. I mean, I have a lot of listings for sure. And, I actually showed one of my listings. It's not, when I say my listings, it's my team's listing. And one of my team members has it listed, and I hadn't been in it before, but I went and showed it this weekend, and I'm like, why hasn't someone bought this house? So I'm trying to find it right now. It's out in Zumbro Falls, but it's really... It's kind of, I felt like more like Mazeppa. It's just in the country, and it's just in this peaceful little place. We went outside on the deck, and I said, what do you guys hear? And they said, nothing. Exactly. Birds. I hear some birds chirping, like zero road noise, zero anything noise. And I thought, oh my God, I just want to sit on this deck for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, those rolling hills that they have out there.
That's what it is.
They have created some beautiful, you know, nice valleys and great scenery.
Yeah, it was pretty. I actually went for, unfortunately, my GPS didn't work super great because the cell service and everything is not ideal, right? So once you get into their house, it was great because they have high speed internet. But I got lost. Came into a closed road in the middle of the country, and I was trying to use my spidey senses to get out. Well, needless to say, it didn't work. But I eventually found my way.
I have family who lives out there, and I've had a similar experience.
So, you know that Camp Victory?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's near there. And, gosh, dang it, I'm so mad that I can't find it in my list. It's because that's how many pages and pages of listings. We have a lot of listings right now. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I can start right on this page. I'll give you some quick ones. I'll give you a couple quick ones.
Okay.
We have 7254 County Road 117 Southwest Byron. This one, I've told you about this one in the past. We've had this one on the market for a few months now. It's 6 bedrooms, 5 baths. It's listed for $1,750,000. It has 6,200 square feet.
Ooh,
and
big.
35 acres. Has a great big shed. I mean, it is beautiful. If you're looking for something that is so close to town, but at the same time feels very, very country, that one is a great one.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're not looking to spend $1.7 million, but you'd like a really sweet townhome, I have one at 5991 Sand Cherry Place Northwest. It's 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, a 2-car garage. It's built in 2004, rather. And it's a neighborhood full of young professionals. A lot of residents buy there because it's just handy. You know, the whole idea of a townhome when you work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, is kind of attractive, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't have time to mow the lawn.
But I will tell you that those are the things that do slow down when the market slows down, because then with the rates being a little higher and the payments being a little higher, nobody wants to add on the HOA. But there are some people that just absolutely have to live in an HOA. Yay, I found the listing I was talking about. It is 59261 County Road 7, Zumbro Falls, Minnesota. This place is beautiful. It was built in 2009. It's listed at $749,900. It has 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and a completely unfinished lower level walkout. So room for a couple more bedrooms and another bathroom. So it literally could be a 6-bed, 4-bath house. And it sits on 15.6 acres of peace and quiet. So if beautiful. Something like that piques your interest, town home, small home, big home, in town, out of town, we really do have it all.
All right. So how do I get a hold of you, Robin Gwaltney?
Anybody who wants to call, just please do that. My cell phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. We'll talk again next Saturday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you
and everybody else. Thanks for listening in. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.